USA Radio News.
Today, before boarding Marine One in Washington, D.C., President Trump took a few questions from the media. He was asked about pulling former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance.
Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that. I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect. And Senator Burr said it best. If you knew anything, why didn't you report it when you were before all of these committees, including their committee? So he had a chance to report. He never did.
Investigators in Colorado say they believe they've found the bodies of the pregnant mother and her two daughters allegedly murdered by their father. Christopher Watts made his first appearance in court Thursday as a sole suspect, likely facing three counts of murder. These friends of the couple stood by Christopher when they thought his wife was just missing.
We feel so stupid about that now. Like, trusting him to stay the night in the same house as our daughter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
President Trump said he is canceling his plans for a military parade through Washington, D.C. because the price was ridiculously high. The initial costs of the parade were expected to be around $15 million. Well, reports came out that said the parade would cost $92 million. Secretary of Defense James Mattis says he has no idea where that number came from.
I have not seen an estimate of $92 million. The estimates are coming to me. I've given the initial guidance, but I have received no such estimate. I haven't received an estimate of $10 million or $92 million. Whoever told you that is probably smoking something that's legal in my state, but not in most states. Okay, I would discount that, and anybody who said that, I almost guarantee you one thing. They probably said, I need to stay anonymous. No kidding, because you'll look like an idiot. And number two, whoever wrote it need to get better sources.
Senate Democrats said they're preparing to sue the National Archives to force a release of papers from Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh's background. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump sat down with his cabinet on Thursday at the White House. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was there. She gave us an update on how things are going regarding immigration.
Three different ways, in conjunction with our partners at the Department of Justice, continually the headlines show that we interdict more and more drugs at the border each month, and that is great. So every time we have a new record, a couple weeks later, we surpass it with the amount of drugs we're able to interdict. So we're using a particular type of technology, advanced technology, non-intrusive inspection at the ports of entry. We also are doing much more on interdicting just border crossers who cross illegally. So you've seen the numbers in July go down substantially from the time before. What's still difficult, though, are the populations that we are not able to prosecute given a variety of current court cases. So we continue to work with Congress. There have to be consequences. Nothing changes. We know this throughout the legal system. I mean, this is true of any part of the world. If there's no consequences for breaking the law, unfortunately, people will continue to do so. So we're working with countries to the south of us to help them understand other options for migration flows, to protect their communities at the beginning of that journey so they don't pay smugglers. There's a whole variety of cabinet members here that are working on the fight against TCOs. We're having a lot of success against that type of a crime and criminal as well. So it's good news. We are doing everything we can within executive power, but we have to get Congress to act.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.